Got to ask you about KRAS.
Well, that's another great example. That fits in perfectly because what are we seeing? So on the one level, it's almost like we're seeing with poziotinib, proof of principle, we're getting responses. Suddenly KRAS G12C, we're getting responses. This is very exciting. But then it's starting to look a bit like more the medexon 14. We're getting response rates of 40 to 50%. Some of the people are blowing through it. Some people are not responding at all. I don't think KRAS G12C alone is enough of a predictive biomarker. There are presumably contextual mutations that say whether this is enough to inhibit with a drug. It might be enough to get the drug licensed, but that's the beginning of the research. It's not the end of it.
So, yeah, as you were chatting about that in terms of prediction of treatment benefit with these agents. So, first of all, in terms of KRAS in general, I don't know. I've always thought about these patients just having these terrible tumors that nothing is going to work for. Is it really just another activating mutation, just one that we don't have a good drug for?
No, it's more complex than that. There's clearly heterogeneity. So, you know, if you sit in a lung cancer clinic, yeah, the general impression is KRAS patients do badly, but there will be some patients who do incredibly well. And some patients, even amongst the badly, who do super, super badly. We actually published a paper together with Vanderbilt, you know, even before these kind of co-mutations came out, just putting people into clinical syndromes. We had a syndrome X, which was just like the worst thing. You had a KRAS mutation, and you also had to have a heavy smoking history, and you usually had soft tissue metastases. And their median survival was measured in weeks. The alternative was a group of people who tended to have a KRAS mutation, tended to have a lower smoking status, and tended not to have soft tissue metastases. And they could have amazing responses to pemetrexed. They could be alive for years. So KRAS alone is not enough to define a population as uniform.
Interesting.